Time now for your letters. Last week, we talked with our math guy, Stanford Professor Keith Devlin, about a new British study that claims mathematical game theory can reveal the best strategy for love. Math instructor Stephen Gilmore from Charlotte, North Carolina, writes, "Forget using game theory to snag that special someone. I used another form of math to get dates with women in college that was much simpler than game theory, giving them help with their calculus homework." Oh, you are too smooth, Mr. Gilmore. We also talked with NPR's Kim Masters about the probable sale of DreamWorks' live-action division. Christine O'Keefe in St. Thomas in the Virgin Islands wrote, "I live on an island in the Caribbean where we are amused to note that our one commercial seven-screen theater shows one loud, boring box office disappointment after another, while our little community groups pack them in for charming, unsuccessful foreign or art films that actually have stories and fabulously talented unknowns. Big names, loud sound effects, and collagen-packed faces just aren't entertainment." Larry Miller in Pineville, North Carolina, wonders about Dan Shore, who will be 89 years old on August 31st. Mr. Miller asks, "How does this national treasure get to work? Does he actually hail a cab? In winter yet, schlep down to the subway? Does NPR send a car? If it's not too private, maybe you can tell." Well, to answer the questions of a lot of people who do wonder, yes, NPR sends a car. If we could, we'd send a helicopter. Dan is on vacation for the next 2 weeks, his usual summer of hang gliding, windsurfing, and deep-sea tarpon fishing. We love it when he returns to work and gives each of us a fresh line-caught tarpon. Now, we've also got two letters from young listeners. Ty Grogan of Greenwood, South Carolina, says, "I'm a 14-year-old student about to enter high school, and I just wanted to write and say NPR is great, and I love listening to it. I ignore the names for my peers I get called from listening to this station and keep on listening." And high school senior Katie Oberthaler from Wichita, Kansas, says, "When I listen to the radio, it feels like the reporters are conversing with me alone. I catch up on the news to and from school, listen to some jazz while doing homework, and cancel my Saturday plans to listen to This American Life. While this may suggest a lack of social life, I have plenty of friends who roll their eyes when I sing along to the All Things Considered theme song." Well, why don't you try our theme song?
So that's why Dave met me at the bleachers. No principals, no student teachers. Both of us want to be the winner, but there can only be one. So I'm going to fight, going to give it my all, going to make you fall, going to suck it to you. That's right, I'm the last one standing and never one back to.